Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Missions in Action, a feature that focuses on the work of missionaries who are delivering the good news of Jesus around the region and around the world. Today we visit with the Impact Project's Jim Willard. Jim, in two sentences, what is the work of the Impact Project?
Simply put, we're an independent Christian organization that does major home repairs to low-income families that are in great need.
Great. And what's the current region where you cover as far as where you can actually do that? Because you're located in Greene, New York, and you have another location as well.
Yep, that's correct. We have one in Greene, New York, and one in Sherburn. It's funny that you asked that question. We have been as far as Painted Post, Campbell area, and then we have gone all the way out towards Oneonta, New York, and then we've gone as far north as Hamilton. So we've been all over the southern tier.
Okay. But you're more central New York?
I would say most of our projects are Broome and Shenango counties.
So what has shocked you the most as you minister through home improvements?
We started in 2004 as an organization, and the vision at that point in time was that a bunch of us were going to get together one time a year and start helping families in the Greene community. And what has shocked me personally is the need and how great it is out there. To bring that up to present time, pre-COVID here just a couple months ago, in Shenango County alone, 48% of homeowners were either living in poverty or living paycheck to paycheck. And that's called ALICE, which is Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. So people that are one paycheck away from a disaster. They're living week to week. And that is what shocked me. I did not realize that the need was that big. Hmm. It's huge. Our organization last year took in almost 800 applications.
And that's how people get to have work done on their home. There's first an application process.
That is correct. People can go to our website. They can call us. We've got Facebook. We've got Twitter. A lot of times it's family members that have heard about us too. They're calling in, hey, my brother, my sister, my son, my daughter, my parents, needs this, needs that. Yeah, that has been, to me, just an eye-opener of how many people really desperately need help for providing a roof over their heads, or the technical phrase is called safe and affordable housing.
Yeah, we may not know how our neighbor is struggling. Jim, I know that God has shown up. I've heard some stories in the past, but would you share a brief example of one of those times?
The one that comes off the top of my head is a family that we helped about 6-7 years ago. They needed a handicap ramp for their son. We showed up with about 40-50 people, and we built the ramp and re-landscaped the property. There was a pastor there from one of the churches that was bringing volunteers. And every time a pastor shows up or clergy of some sort, I always try to introduce them to the family. And in this particular case, the family ended up going to church and they ended up getting baptized at that church. And now they're regular attenders. The big picture is in the last 15-16 years, we just completed our 113th project. And out of those 113 projects, 56 of those families are attending a local church in their area. I'm not a pastor. I'm not one of clergy. I'm just an average guy that's the head of a great Christian organization. So my job is just to introduce and let God do the rest. But we've handed out 127 Bibles in our time. And also throughout the course of our ministry, we're just shy of 3,900 volunteers donating to help our organization.
Wow. And that's what I want to talk about. You're helping connect people. So say there's a project coming up. You don't have to be, you know, able to necessarily bring your saw. There are various types of jobs as far as volunteers. How do people get connected in doing that kind of work?
We post most of our projects a month or two in advance on our website, our Facebook, our Twitter pages. They can call in, obviously. You don't have to be a skilled contractor. Now, we appreciate those people very much because we do need volunteers that have a skill component to them. But our oldest volunteer to date is 87, and our youngest is 4 years old. So
love it.
I mean, if you fit between 4 years old and 87, we'll take you. We need people that can hold a board, carry a board, feed people, clean up garbage, even carrying shingles or materials. I'll never forget to this day, the guy that was 87 years old that was on our project in Camp Bell, New York, and all he did all day was untangle air hoses from compressors. That's all he did. It was so valuable.
Many hands make light work.
That's
Jim, right. So you recommend people go to your website or to the Facebook page?
Yep, and that's the Impact Project, green.org, and green has an E at the end of it. You can Google us too, Impact Project Green New York. And our Facebook page, Twitter, you can call our office. It's all there. Presently, our board just did select 3 families for this summer. So there will be updates very soon to come.
That's Jim Willard with the Impact Project. I'm Tracy Lynn with Family Life News. How is the Lord guiding you to reach out to others?